The Vietnam War ended over 40 years ago. Now, we know it continues for many veterans in emotional and physical struggles, but now there is a new one. Some veterans are just now developing a rare cancer related to their time overseas, but many are finding themselves fighting the VA for benefits as well as the cancer. Robin McDowell is an investigative reporter for the Associated Press. She joins us from the AP newsroom in Minneapolis. Hi, Robin.
Thank you.
This rare cancer, cholangiocarcinoma, bile duct cancer, can be caused by parasites in river fish. They're called liver flukes. Tell us more about that.
Yes, these are parasites that are in some river fish all across Southeast Asia, but most of the studies have been in Thailand, but they are also known to be present in Vietnam. Some villages have about 30% of the population have eaten fish and are infected by these liver flukes.
Because why? How do they ultimately cause cancer?
What happens is they attach themselves to the lining of the bile duct, and they basically lie there dormant for decades. Up to 25 years, they can live inside the liver. And then what happens is they start kind of forming scars on the lining, and that becomes infected, and then over time, that turns into this really brutal form of cancer.
Which is why some veterans who might have fought in Vietnam 40 or more years ago are just now developing this cancer.
Exactly. And the problem is they don't know they have it. They don't have any symptoms until the final stages. So once the symptoms start to develop, that's things like jaundice, itchy skin. By then, they're told they just have a few months left to live.
Oh, terrible. And their private doctors, in many cases, firmly believe that this is liver fluke, that it's linked to these Vietnamese river fish. And you spoke to a man who talked about living on the river fish when he was in Vietnam.
Yes, I think most of the men actually had army rations, but what would happen is they'd go into the battlefield and they wouldn't have any alternative but to eat the fish. And the big problem is when it's poorly cooked or raw, and they were basically using what amounted to Bunsen burners, sometimes cooking them in their helmets. But then it's also a popular food for the locals, for the Vietnamese. So when they would go into villages, they would be offered food, and they were really encouraged to accept it. There's actually even a booklet that they were given before they arrived in Vietnam that talked about, you know, enjoy the local cuisine, including this fish, which and a special fish paste, which is exactly what this fish is made out of, and it's not cooked. It's a fermented fish. So they had no idea.
No. But did anyone, in other words, did the military, did people know about this parasite 40, 50 years ago?
I honestly think the U.S. military did not know up until recently. It is very common in Southeast Asia, as I said. So most of the studies and the research have been done there, most extensively in northern Thailand.
Yeah. Well, so here we come to the point in the story where these veterans have this cancer. And their doctors, their private doctors, believe, as we said, it's linked to this fish. But they go to the VA for benefits. And what is the VA saying?
Well, basically, it's happening on a case-by-case basis. So this is a very rare form of cancer in the United States. Even private doctors hardly see it. Many of the patients that they get are Asian immigrants who brought it with them. So it really depends on the doctor they've gone to see. And the same is true with the VA doctors. When they go to regional VA offices, they might not recognize it. And it really ends up often being the soldier or the veteran who has to make the link. You know, they go online, they see the research out of Asia, they see Facebook page discussion groups that other vets experiencing the same thing.
Well, so we understand from your reporting the VA has now seen around 700 cases of this bile duct cancer in the last 15 years or so. And some of them are getting benefits, some aren't. It seems kind of haphazard.
That's exactly the problem. Some of the veterans or their widows, nowadays it's more often widows than the veterans in the last few years, they will provide the exact same information. They will get the letter from their private doctor, and they will sometimes compile their own reams of research showing this liver fluke and the problems elsewhere. And they hand it in, and then it just pretty much depends on who sees the case, which doctor or judge. And they stamp it approval or deny, more often deny. And eventually, after, you know, 3 or 4 rounds of appeals, which can take up to 10 years, they might get it approved. But it's not a fight that any of them want to be fighting.
No. Well, especially since, as one of the vets you quote says, I dodged all those bullets, then get killed by a fish.
Exactly.
What else did the veterans say to you?
Well, a lot of these men, I mean, they were loyal soldiers. They actually talk fondly about their, you know, their ability to serve the country. What they feel most upset about is that it's not being recognized now, that they are dying as well, and that it's just, you know, they're left to fend for themselves.
Yeah. And what is the VA saying? Because you quote VA officials in some cases as saying it's as likely as not that the cancer is connected to the veteran's time in Vietnam, and yet even saying that it's as likely as not, the benefits are denied. So what is the VA saying?
Yes, well, just to explain the as likely or not, Congress wrote a law for the very reason that no doctor can possibly know, and also because no service member can possibly know everything that they're exposed to during their active duty service. So all they have to show is that there's a 50-50 chance that they got it. The benefit of the doubt by law goes to the veteran.
And this is after previous veterans' fights over things like the effect of Agent Orange.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So the VA, I mean, when we spoke to the VA, my sense was really that they're not maliciously trying to deny benefits to these men. It would not cost them a lot of money. There's not a lot of them. But they really seem to not understand what was happening. They said that there's 700 men who have gone through the system in the last 15 years. But they didn't think that there had been any significant increase. And so it took us filing a Freedom of Information Act request to see what the numbers actually were. And they had been going up significantly in the last 15 years. It had increased sixfold. So I think they were not aware. And when we talked to them, they said, you know, we're curious to see what you find out about this, because it's kind of something that they have not been monitoring. What really would be beneficial is if they started by putting the word out to the regional VA offices that this exists, that men who visit them with these symptoms should be told that they might have been exposed in Vietnam and that they might be entitled to benefits. None of that is happening.
Well, maybe it will now. Robin McDowell, investigative reporter for the Associated Press, will link you to her reporting at hereandnow.org. Robin, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.